FreedomRadio.com. Going out on the internet airwaves and the real radio station airwaves all across America and scattered about New Zealand. And I believe there might even be one in Finland or whatever. There's some real cool stuff happening. And sometimes we all lose sight of that, don't we? Hey, there's a lot of great, interesting, fabulous stuff going on, but I'm really concerned about all the bad stuff that's going on instead, and I'm going to start to get really introspective about it and start claiming that all those problems are actually me, myself, and Irene. That's what everybody does. I've seen it happen, and it's happening to me right now. And you start blaming yourself for everything, and you start to think, oh, maybe I'm talking about myself too much. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's going on here. Maybe we should put a cork in that. Start focusing more about the good qualities of other people. People who are better than yourself. Who have something to teach you. Yeah. Sounds like a bit of direction to put your focus on, don't you think? Because ultimately it serves yourself anyway, by seeking out knowledge from real people who do real research. That's what you've got to do. And with the internet nowadays, it's not that hard because there's many people out there. Take Project Camelot, for example. There are some ridiculously gargantuan archives of varying shapes, makes, models, and descriptions, as much as any car industry, of whistleblowers and very, very strange, weird, wacky, and out of this world, but true, quite allegedly, that simply turned the entire knowledge of everybody's perception of the world completely on its head. Been talking about the 2012 and what's coming. And so many people now that I've been talking to, people like Bob Chapman and many others, all been saying the same thing. 2012, boom, there is going to be a huge amount of turmoil in 2012. Whether it's by galactic alignment or by government and criminal bankster privateer muscle, there will be big Shiite Muslim going down in 2012. Now, you could be very afraid of this, of course. And maybe you should. But I think, personally, that I'm completely unprepared for it. like most people, you know, don't have stored food and are basically utterly dependent on the system to exist, you know, can't provide your own internet servers or whatever. You're completely dependent on the system at all times, aren't you? You know, I was driving around with my friend the other day. He said that I'm pretty free, you know, I've got it going on. I've got my car, I've got enough money for gas, it's all good. And I say, okay, well, what if they said if they cut off the gas? Like, you know, no more gas. What good's your car going to do you? I say, well, it'll be useless. And I say, right, how much do you pay for it? You know, quite a substantial amount. That's how they get you. They force you to invest hugely in things that are dependent constantly on other revenue streams that suck out of it. Okay? With a car, you got to pay for gas. You got to pay for maintenance. You got to pay for tires. You got to pay for lube. You got to pay for freaking windshield wipers. Every little thing winds up costing you money. So, how much cost does buying a car truly have? If you include all of this and if you include all the petrol, it's not just a one-off purchase and then all of a sudden you can do whatever you want with it. It's going to break down. It's going to wear out. You're going to have to pay again and again. Until eventually you get sick of paying again and again. And then you pay again to get another car. That's how the system works. Nothing works. And that's how the system works. Anything you get is guaranteed to be crap, some description. Bought a new iPhone one time. Within 4 minutes of using it, doing so much as sending a text message, the thing freezes up on me out of the box. Unbelievable. I gave it back to the guy because that just really just ticked me off. Had to be freaking stupid. Spend my money on something else, like food. Everything's made to break down. It's called planned obsolescence. Even the computers that you use to learn about planned obsolescence were built with planned obsolescence. Okay? It's overarching. Not a lot of stuff built to last. You can find old tools and stuff like that, you know, your grandmother's place or something. And they're still sturdy as, man. And they haven't been terribly well looked after either. It's unbelievable how crappy stuff is today. I remember I was raking up twigs one time with a brand new rake. The thing snaps in half. I wasn't even supplying that much force to it. It snaps clean in half. This is the kind of shoddy workmanship we've got to put up with these days, mate. Mass-produced crapola. It's mass-produced in such low quality as to make it cheap so that you'll buy several of them. Cyclical consumption. Oh, yeah. Let's get you keeping on replacing and making new purchases and whatnot. Could you imagine if you never threw anything away? All the stuff that you buy all the time? How cluttered up your place would be? There'd be not room to move. Everybody's getting crap. All the time. And it's Christmas, of course. The patron saint day of getting crap you don't need. You know, Santa, you know, the red, the white, fluffy beard, all that kind of stuff. You know where the image of that came from? It came from a Coca-Cola company commercial. An advertisement. That's right. The big, fluffy, mystical man that you've had this obsession to, and the image of, and dressed up like, and sat on the knee of, was dreamed up by the Coca-Cola company. It's amazing how much corporations can influence your culture, isn't it? Where is the spirit of Christmas in packing yourselves into malls like rats and buying all sorts of low quality junk just to give to people as a sign that you're actually affectionate of them, or for them, something for them to enjoy, a gift or whatever. Sure, thanks very much for the incredibly cheap Chinese made junk that you just pulled out of a box in a mall somewhere. Thank you very much. I feel so much better now. If you want to get somebody a gift, give them something practical. You know, gave my sister a chopping board one time. A little Kauri chopping board, 50,000 year old, carbon dated. Beautiful chopping board. Gave it to her as a gift. She loves it. Think about that when you're buying something for somebody. Do you know that person well enough? And this is the interesting question. Do you know that person well enough to know something that they would actually use and use pretty much all the time as a practical measure? A lot of us don't, do we? Because you're not really that familiar with people, and we're all trapped inside our own headspace. Not paying attention anymore, are we? Well, so many people aren't. Some are. You know, incredibly thoughtful. Get their message across. And that's the kind of person we should all be. You need to clearly communicate. Understand where people are coming from. After all, we plague the world today with very shallow, uncontemplating, foolish, and dull behavior, vain entertainment, distractions. Many things that we all have to do in our daily life, well, don't have to do, but wind up doing anyway, are mainly distractions that are put there deliberately to stop you from thinking, and just more importantly, to stop you communicating. That's why TV was great. TV just destroyed families, because you got these parents who are now rushed off their feet. Thanks to Women's Lib, they managed to get women into the workforce and pay them bugger all. And also developed an extra stream of tax revenue, because now two people per household would be earning an income. So you could raise the inflation to make it so that two people actually really had to work and didn't have a choice. And so ultimately, when they come home, they're so tired, they put their kid in front of the TV for a couple of hours so they can relax. And the child's not getting his attention from his parents. Feels a little bit lonely. Starts to develop sort of social malfunctions, because just not having enough attention. That's ultimately the real problem here, is people got to start paying attention, especially to your kids. You know, they can learn an immense amount very quickly. So you best take that time up and use it well to teach them as much as you can. Sorry that you're tired and all of that sort of stuff, but hey, it's got to be done, isn't it? If you want to call in to the show, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are now open. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. 8525. And we'll be expecting your calls to tell us about Christmas and what it means to you. And what it actually means as well. Allegedly, there's some description of a cult meaning with Christmas. For instance, I was listening to Santos Bonacci. I think it might have been last night, doing a broadcast live from Australia, talking about how the stars align with Christmas. You've got the star Sirius, the brightest star in the sky. And you've got the Orion's Belt, commonly known as allegedly the Three Kings, and they all point down. And the sun itself is starting to get a little bit slow in the sky, and it stops moving for a couple of days. And we have a caller here, Leah from Benton Harbor, allegedly.
Yes, I am, Benton Harbor, Michigan. Listen, Vinny,
I'm from New Zealand. I have no idea where that is. It might be next to Lake Michigan, perhaps?
Yes, it's next to Lake Michigan, a very controversial area. We are one of the areas, we are a test area for the emergency manager situation.
And we'll talk about more of this after the break, if you can just hold on. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit-forming. American Freedom Radio is habit-forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Show that's all about realizing that there's absolutely no escape, no matter what country you're in, like New Zealand or the United States, or even Kon-Tiki tour yourself around to Asia and get crushed on by tanks in China. There is no escape from a new world order. So we're broadcasting live from the biological experiment known as the human condition, which incidentally gets conditioned a lot, especially by mass media. I have a caller on the line here from previously. I want to give out the caller number for anybody else who wants to talk in. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525 is the number to call in. Leah, go ahead.
Yes. First, Vinny, I have to say this is the first time I've disagreed with you, and that is that we can't get away from a new world order. I don't think that's going to work out for him. But anyway, here, that's not the reason that I called. and I hope I didn't offend you. I really don't mean to.
No. I assume that everybody's being nice and giving them being genuine. So, you know.
Okay. But when I tuned into the show, you were talking about the quality of merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Are we still on that subject?
We'd sort of moved on from it, but we can go back to it if you like.
Well, yeah, because I kind of wanted to share a story with everybody with something that I went through in the last couple of months. And something, you know, I realized back, you know, in the 70s, early 80s, maybe that customer service was starting to really go down the tubes. And I felt like it was something that was, you know, they all seemed to be doing it. And I had already by then started to notice, and I was in my 20s, but I had started to notice that there were trends that happened. And so anyway, without getting into all that, what I wanted to let you know, now we're here in 2011, and I was arrested for trying to return something at a store.
Oh, being arrested is the worst feeling you can ever have, man. It's so horrifying.
Well, no, actually, I wasn't horrified because
really.
No, not at this point in my life. I wasn't horrified. Not with listening to your show and listening to American Freedom Radio and Carrie Cassidy and George Kavassalis and David Icke, which was who I really started with. Anyway, I just wanted to say that, you know, and the reason I'm calling is not to get any sympathy, but to let people know, you know, this, I've had, it wasn't the, the jail part of it was just the answer, you know, answering my, I guess, curiosity as to where things are going. So that's kind of the way I looked at it. I'm like, wow, I can't believe it's coming to this. You know, I because here I had bought product, and I like to think I'm putting my well-earned money into hard-earned money into, you know, something of quality that's going to last me. I'm not into electronics that much, but, you know, they force us to have to be at some point because, you know, it's ever since they changed the TV thing. You know, I had to invest a lot of money to switch everything over. And a lot of us don't have that kind of money. So anyway, when I finally did, I made this big investment, you know, got these electronics. One by one, they started to break down. And here I'm told every time I go to return something, my biggest mistake was not spending extra money on a warranty. And ever since they started all doing that, that bothered me. You know, I thought, you know, okay, this is great. Now, you know, customer service is going down. Quality is going down. They're telling us that we have to, you know, if we want quality, this is after years and years of people saying you get, you know, you don't get anything for nothing. So if we want quality, we're going to have to pay some extra money for it. And, you know, and then we may get satisfaction. But if I don't get that extra warranty, spend more money out of my pocket to ensure that I'm going to get some good quality, when I try to bring it back, they tell me I'm going to have to be without the product for 2 weeks while they send it out to get it fixed.
Yeah, they don't.
And all I was asking for was an exchange.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough, eh? In New Zealand, we've got this thing called the Fair Trading Act. If you buy something and it breaks down within 2 years of reasonable use, they say, then you can get it replaced.
Well, apparently corporations are, you know, they're strong-arming us because if that's the law, then why am I getting thrown in jail because I told them I'm not going to leave until my product comes back then? They didn't like that. So within, you know, and I sat there minding my own business, and 10, 15 minutes later, here comes the police to take me and arrest me.
How many did they have on you? Did they come in with, like, six police cars, as happened to
you? No, just two, and they tried to be very quiet about everything. In fact, they told me if I walk out peacefully, then, you know, they'll charge me only with trespassing, but if I don't walk out peacefully, they're going to charge me with disorderly conduct.
Well, this is absolutely outrageous. I mean,
well, bothered me. I'm telling them I'm not leaving without a unit, and they said, ma'am, if you don't go, we're going to put handcuffs on you. I said, I need my unit before I go. They put the handcuffs on me. People are standing around looking at me. Now I'm supposed to walk out quietly, and I thought, there's no way. Here I am. I'm in my hometown. This is where I live. This is where I've always lived. I have a business, and I'm not going to walk out of here having people think that they're taking me out for shoplifting. So, yeah, I hollered out and said, this is what happens when you buy their faulty merchandise at this store. This is what they do to you for trying to return something.
Yeah. It's just the most horrifying and bizarre experience. When you find...
Oh, it is. You know, of course, I ended up spending some hours in jail, had to go to court, all that.
What exactly was it that you were giving back? Was it a TV or something?
A DVD VCR recorder.
Okay. It's a DVD VCR recorder for somebody who paid for the product, and they want to arrest you for expecting a replacement? And breaking no known laws?
Right.
That's the measure of insanity. Merry
Christmas. They took me out to a police department out in the boonies and made me walk home.
Oh.
As we were in that police department, they fingerprinted me, took my, you know, mugshot, all that. They tried to get me to talk. I wasn't talking because I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm a middle-aged woman. I'm not messing. You know, come on. Are you kidding me? So anyway, here's the kicker of the whole thing, and I don't really want to say this part, but let me just say, I lost a member of my family that day, too, while they had me there at the very moment. And, you know, I mean, it was an accident, and they were talking about it, but they didn't name any names. I thought they were just trying to scare me, you know, using their tactics, but no, it was actually my relative. So I'm just saying, just to top it all off,
That's the icing on your Christmas cake right there.
Yeah. You know, I'm just saying, you know, now I've worked through everything, so I'm not looking for any sympathy. I'm just saying that this is what the world's coming to. And if you don't think it's coming to you soon, keep watching. Or, you know, and what I mean by that is just watch and don't talk. Don't get out there. Don't get involved. That's exactly what will happen. But if people do get out there involved, people get out there involved for the right reasons and not just being a bunch of cattle steered to one place, you know, and get it in their hearts and in their minds that, yes, really, we can do the right thing. Honesty is the best policy. You know, do unto your neighbor as you would have done unto yourself.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right, Leah. And I want to thank you for your call very much. You have yourself I'm not all choked up.
I don't want people to think I'm choked up about it. That's not what, you know, I mean, my voice is just getting a little hoarse. But, you know, the point is that we should be returning things. And if they won't let you return something, everybody should be boycotting the stores. And I'll name Best Buy. Best Buy in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Absolutely. Really grateful for your call there, Leah. And again, I want to reiterate exactly what she said there is you really do have to stand up for your rights in every way. Okay? Because if this can happen to somebody else, it can certainly happen to you. All right. Merry Christmas, eh?
Thank you, Vinny. Merry Christmas to you too. Bye-bye.
Now we have Tim on the line here. Tim, welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Welcome back, I should say.
What's going on, man?
Well, yeah, I'm getting the Christmas spirit on, man. The other night, I watched a movie, and I didn't turn any of the lights on, but I made sure that I plugged the Christmas tree in with, so everything was over in the red and the green and stuff. It was fabulous.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I've listened to what you were saying earlier, man. Man, this is crazy, man. I got a piece I'm working on, man. My thing, like, the whole world is a science project. That's how I feel, man. Just everything we do, man, is just like we're just projects, you know?
Well, you are being watched by somebody with an extra long telescope.
Yeah, like the Truman Show. It was like, I think when they came out with that movie, they was really trying to tell us something. It's not just one man being watched. It's like everybody's being watched.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that movie, Enemy of the State. That really, watching it now after knowing what I know and then thinking about how old I was when I watched it when it first came out. I think it was in my teens or something. And it meant something completely different to me now, knowing what it means.
Because
today it is Enemy of the State.
Hey, but, you know, and it kind of makes you wonder, I mean, even because you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist, but some things do go in the back of your mind, be thinking like, okay, well, they had the analog box for Comcast, you know, for the cable, and you open, I don't know if they have it over here, the cable network, and it's like everybody got rid of the analog boxes, and they forced everybody to get the digital box. And it's like, okay, why does everybody have to have digital now? You know, so it kind of makes you think, like, are they really watching
this? Well, you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because they're going to sell the analog broadcasting back to the big corporations.
Hmm.
They're going to still broadcast from them.
But not to the people, not to the consumer.
Oh, no, directly to the consumer and all of that, mate. This is a great way where you could double the amount of reach that you can have with people through media brainwashing, and also it has a juicy opportunity as well for gargantuan private corporations to take over all the remaining broadcasting equipment.
Mm. Oh, I got to put it though. Man, I'm laughing at myself for this one. They got the new McDonald's commercial, right? And they would advertise for the Big Mac. And guess what soundtrack they were using for the commercial?
You know
the song called Flavor in Your Ear by Craig Mack?
Can't say I have.
It's a rapper back in the day named Craig Mack. He had a song called Flavor in Your Ear. The beat is real hip. Everybody knows the beat. If you hear the song, you probably know what it sounds like. And I'm sitting there looking at the commercial, and I'm already aware about mind control. I'm sitting there bobbing my head like, oh, that's my song. And I'm thinking to myself, it made me want a Big Mac. You know what I mean? It's the brainwashing. They use the soundtrack to get you your head bobbing. And then at the same time, like, oh, man, I got to have a Big Mac to go with this. It's the brainwashing. I was like, oh, but, you know, it was a good thing I was aware of it. So, you know, I didn't follow through, but it's just crazy, man.
Brainwashing. Well, speaking of crazy, like, we always hear on the news here in New Zealand that on Black Friday or whatever it is in the States where they have the massive sales and stuff like that, that every year there's people who get trampled. Is that true? Have you known somebody to go down in a herd of cattle stampeding in to get their new iPods and and other various Chinese-made chemical compound-containing objects? I think it's just very strange. I have an aversion to that kind of mob mentality, as it were. Because it's very creepy. It's quite disgusting. And it smacks of a society that no longer cares what it used to be about. You know, what do we used to be about? Oh, you know, actual freedom, individual liberties, not having a ridiculously oppressive government, not engaging in untold and unbroiled quantities of scumbaggery to destroy the earth with the destructive means in order to enrich our Halliburton buddies and also our pals at Lockheed Martin and Boeing, who profit immensely off of the American taxpayer killing people. Am I the only one who finds this quite nasty? And then all the people, instead of actually getting up and going, "Oi, what you doing, boy? Get off that freaking rocket. You ain't going to drop that bomb. I'll stop you. I'll stop you with a torch and a pitchfork and some rope if I got it. Get off that bomb. You ain't going to ride it all the way in. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show, and we'll be right by you."
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
Yes, I'm feeling a little I put that as my Facebook status, you know, kind of the Ronery song, and somebody called me a racist. I say, you know what's worse? You know what's really a lot worse than racism? the thing that's a lot worse than racism is political correctness, which stops everybody saying from what they anything that they think. Or at least, in my opinion, racism's still bad because it's like an arbitrary judgment of somebody based on absolutely nothing related to their character. As far as I'm concerned, if you're going to judge somebody, and you probably shouldn't anyway, judge them on their character, because that speaks louder than whatever colour they are. In my opinion. Tim, are you still there on the line for me, mate?
I'm still here.
All right. Yeah. You seem to be cutting out a little as well.
Oh, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're really coming out quite a little off.
Oh, okay.
You cut out a bit.
Oh, there's some kind of reception, you know, how these phones are. Yeah, so how was the weekend?
Oh, the weekend was great, man. My cell phone is a bit kind of broken, so I took that in to be fixed. And because I just moved into a new place, nobody has my new number. So I experienced a interruptionless weekend. It was fantastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine was pretty good. You know, all we got was football. Hey, but you know, they always spraying the chemtrails. Are they still spraying chemtrails over where you are?
Yeah. I get people telling me that all the time, that they've looked up over West Auckland where I am now, and pretty much every day.
I sent, what's my man, John Sebasco, open for a stranger advice.
Yeah.
I went to his, I put a couple of pictures on the Facebook page on Stranger Advice. I posted a couple of pictures from Maryland and D.C., so you can see what the chemtrails look like. And next time you get a chance, you go over there and you check out the pictures I posted. And it's always, well, some days they don't spray, but I can tell when I see them. I can see when some of those planes starting to put those trails down. Before you know it, man, it's a whole sky full of them.
Yeah. And so many people are getting sick, eh? It's getting totally out of control, and people don't see it sometimes. You know, like if you're trapped indoors all day and you're not actually watching the skies, chemtrail could be there for like 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, and you wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
Just staring at TV.
I used to educate people on it because some people used to try to debate me on it because they say that's just contrails. I said, I know the difference. And I have to let them know what the difference, I say, what they look like. And but some people don't care. So I'm like, okay, man, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, I talk to people, man, and people have the attitude that if they don't care, they say they'll deal with it. If something really goes awry, they'll deal with it then. But until then, they don't even worry about it, which is kind of a messed up attitude to take towards it. But now people are actually seeing what some of this New World Order is when they start passing these bills about the FEMA camps and the military being arrested anywhere in the world kind of stuff. People start to see this stuff slowly but surely, but people still don't care. So,
well, I think if you're sitting around waiting for other people to care, you'll soon find a more than justification than you need to not care yourself.
Yeah. You're right. But I still stay on the grind, man. I'm like, man, look, this is what's happening. And right now, because I remember you had Pastor Lindsey Williams on your show. And he basically gave you the outline on what's going to happen next year.
Yeah, and I've heard that verified by many sources talking about the same kind of things happening, and this is independent of each other. And apparently this actually happens a lot. Like, I think it was Freeman and Michael Tesarian, they both came to the same conclusion at the same time on opposite ends of the earth, that Barack Obama is a recreation of Akhenaten, an old Egyptian sort of god or whatever, and they both came up with it at the same time. And it turns out that this happens a lot. Like, 9 people invented the telescope at the same time all around the world. And something like 5 people invented the thermometer at the same time all around the world. So there's a lot of quickening going on at the moment now. So many people in the truth movement and everything are all clicking on to the same thing as well, that 2012 is going to be one big daddy baby of a shake-up. And boy, oh boy, do people need to get ready for it and get ready now.
Yeah, I'm going off of, I listen to a lot of different people, man, and Pastor Lindsey Williams is the one guy who, I'm not trying to say he's the all-knowing, but he's the one guy that basically just saying like this 2012 is just a timeline, and all these events are being actually orchestrated.
So they can,
to meet these timelines that they have for 2012. And that's basically, and he's saying that we still have a window that we can get out together, and it's basically inevitable. We're not going to be able to stop it. It's inevitable, but we still got time to brace ourselves and then still put up a good fight.
I think you're right.
The impact is going to be as severe.
Yeah, I think you're right, Tim, and thank you for your call. Merry Christmas.
Okay, same to you, man. I might meet you again before the holidays or something.
All right, and have a happy Fractional Reserve Banking Commission holiday.
You too, man.
See you, mate.
All right.
And we have a second caller here. It's the Greek.
Greek. Howdy ho. Hey, Vinny.
Heidi ho to you, sir, and a yodelahi ho too.
Yes, Ray, couldn't have said it better myself. Hey, you know, what sparked me to call in is there was mention of these draconian type laws being passed, so-called laws, and then we have the mention of the Black Friday mania trampling death by stampede, and then you mentioned the telescopes, and all those things are all ranked in common, my friend. Maybe, you see, they are aware of certain things, like the impending doom that's on everyone's mind, let's say, and from a cosmic point of view, and maybe they're passing these laws so when things do get a little wild, you don't have that Black Friday stampede kind of mayhem happening on a daily basis through the streets. And all of these things are tied in together. You know, who invented this Black Friday? It's basically, in one way, a test. In another way, they have another test with these laws, and in another way, you have another test with these telescopes. So I'm seeing that all these things are related. Any ideas on that?
No. I mean, because it's not the impending doom of 2012 that really concerns me. It's the imminent scumbaggery that will precede it. Because I'm thinking, frankly, there's a little bit of a sickness that's been spreading. Some kind of illness that people are contracting by going shopping. I think that's what's going on here. And 2012 is just, I don't know, some people get sick of hearing about it. And I got to say, I must have watched the movie 2012 a number of times. I don't know. There's something that gets my jollies off about watching gargantuan waves sweep away bazillions of people off the face of the frickin' earth. Maybe that's a bit macabre. Hey, but hey, look, it's either this way. 2012, you're frickin' dead. Oh, goodness, it sucked for everybody. Or 2012, there's a frickin' staged crap where they're gonna bring in a frickin' world government to make everybody dead with a massive surveillance grid to make sure nobody can even protest against it. Or it's 2012, we just magically evolve into some higher vibrational organisms and head into a plane of golden ages where we will live forever in peace and harmony. Your choice. Here we go.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
speaking of harmony, the harmonious demise of the alleged Kim Jong Il. I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and completely alone. Yes, and he's gone. It's unsaid. He's not Kim Jong Il. He's Kim Jong dead. I call here the Greek.
Well, hey, so what happened after Y2K, huh? It's the same stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
It seems like the people have lacked the ability to rationalize information, and this information's always being put forth with a scapegoat. You know, when you say Nazi Germany rise to power and dominating Europe, everyone blames it on Hitler. Meanwhile, it was the New York banksters. Then you have the Y2K, you have the scapegoat. Oh, the computers are going to stop working. And now the scapegoat is the Mayans. Oh, the Mayans said, and if you do some research, just 5 minutes on the internet, you will see that none of these alleged academics are in agreement with any date of 2012.
No, it's the global warming.
So it's so easy to put forth information, as long as you back it up with some source, alleged source, or I call it a scapegoat, and no one does their homework. And those that do are just shunned as being, oh, that's your opinion. So, what is one to do?
I think one should be entitled to whatever opinion they want, and if people are stupid enough to listen to them, shame on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for an alternative to the internet, you know. I'm waiting for maybe the hypernet, you know.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
It seems like the internet's going the way of television or regular mainstream, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're talking about Y2K, and I remember everybody was kind of like, in New Zealand, pretty chilled out about it, eh? Didn't give an F, let alone a Y2K. And they had no concern really whatsoever. And I think that's generally how people are. You remember when that guy was preaching about the end of the world at such and such a date, and they had people in caravans and billboards and stuff all over America talking about how everybody's going to be raptured and ascended, and people spent up their money and life savings and all of that kind of junk. Nobody listened, obviously, because the end of the world is not a happening thing. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, who's to say it hasn't ended already or not in the credits portion of the film, you know? There's many levels. But how are people, you mentioned Y2K were pretty chill in New Zealand. How are they pretty chill about 2012, or do you see it being bounced about?
Well, you see them refusing to pay off their credit cards until after December 21st, 2012.
Hmm. Well, just ask them how are they supposed to pay off a credit card when there's no money to pay anything with, but that's another whole other ball of wax, isn't it?
That's exactly the point, because if there's no money to pay anything with, they wouldn't have to pay off their debts anyhow.
Alleged debts.
Oh, yes.
Our favorite A word.
It is my favorite A word, I've got to admit. I even like it better than the other A word.
Right. I don't know if the other A refers to a word, but it might refer to a
it's a multiple choice answer. And you get to come up with a multiple choice
as in absolutely under
FCC regulations.
Right, as in absolutely.
FCC don't stand for dirty words either.
Yeah, look, you know, it's a global warming now, I think, has been put aside for the 2012 idea. So what's next, right?
How many freaking massive end-of-the-world type disasters have we had in the past couple of years? Like, we've had the, there's the 9/11, oh, yeah, the world, yeah. And then there's the massive freaking oil Kano incident, which is still going on. There's the Fukushima and what else? What else is ending the world today? You know, tyranny and oppression and overzealous vaccine scumbaggery. You know, I've just kind of lost lost the plot as far as any reasonable person is concerned. Where I don't see the end of the world as something that is coming, it's already here, and we're simply living it out and having some fun while we still can.
Yeah, yeah. You know how they say the world's oldest profession? Well, maybe preaching doom seems to be the world's oldest idea, because if you're preaching doom, it seems like you're always going to be right one way or another, aren't you?
Well, yeah, because whenever you see the world change, it's always for the worse.
Yeah, yeah, could be.
Well, especially with the NDAA and various other draconian legislation being passed in the States, and very similar stuff is just being passed here in New Zealand as well. Search and surveillance bill introduced a couple of years ago. Oh, yeah, we can detain you without warrants and, you know, all this kind of stuff, secretly film you for 3 days with absolutely no documentation that we ever did it, ever needing to be filed.
Yeah. Well, all this legislation, you know, it comes out of these think tanks, you know. I recently found out about that. So you have these little private think tanks, you know, and they produce all this legislation, and then these quote-unquote governments go ahead and either disclose them or don't disclose them, and everyone just goes along with it. It's very interesting.
What if you and I and a couple of other bunches of individuals started up our own frickin' think tank, and we say, this is the legislation that we're going to introduce, this is what's going on here, why don't you just shush and listen up? And we're going to force it on you. I don't care how much you love fractional reserve banking. I don't care how much you love being part of the UN. I don't care how much you love taxing everybody so you can pay for toxic vaccines from private corporations that are implemented in global frickin' scares to sterilize and decapitate people. I don't care how much you love all that. We're going to pass this anyway, regardless. Okay? Because we're tyrannical. We tyrannically set you free from absolute quantitative scumbaggery.
I think it's proposed, and the people are the ones who give the pass, right?
People just basically either don't react, which is taken as consent, or they react incredibly opposingly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm serious about this hypernet. I've been researching how the internet got started, and you look at the timeline and little facts and figures, and you can get in depth about how it got started, you know, and it's gotten to this point. I'm seriously considering creating a hypernet, an entirely new system. I think we're going to be approaching that day here pretty soon.
An entirely new system. Built by whom? And how does the technology work? How does it connect to each other? Because if you've got a net that's your own, you've got to have enough people in it. Or
yeah.
It doesn't really matter. It could be the same on any stage of growth. But how are you actually going to be connecting these together? Because if you're doing it through the landlines and phone companies and all of that kind of stuff, then they can just slap on whatever the government tells them to slap on and just say, look, that's copyright, that's blah, 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 that's scumbaggery, that's not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, let's look at the history and how they originally did the internet. It just seems to have, for lack of a better term, evolved organically, you know. It wasn't really pushed forward that much as there was a need for it. It grew into that need. And I do see a need for lack of a better term, again, for individuals like us, using the us as a corporate us, maybe, because who's us anyway? But those who are just, I mean, you just Google, do a site search in the news, and just enter, you know, the search, and you'll see what comes up. It's just your mainstream, it's just like the normal, regular brainwashing stuff, you see. And then you've got to sift through things, and, you know, and then you've got, you know, wonderful programs and things like the one we're on right now, but for the average person on the internet, just do a Google search news and you'll see what comes up. It's just pretty much finished to me. I don't think they're going to turn off the internet like they've mentioned or threatened in a way, because that would just, I think, create a pretty bloody revolution. But I think it's ripe for an alternative. See, I see the process of creation being hence. You have inspiration, and then you have an idea, and then you have the thought, and then you have the manifestation. And right now I'm in the inspiration stage and the idea stage, and I'm just putting it out there. I shouldn't even use I, because I'm sure there are others out there thinking about it. Might even exist. I just wanted to put it out there.
I think that that's a really good idea. And because you came up with the idea, it's your responsibility to develop it and try and get something up and running. Do you reckon you could do that?
Absolutely. Not alone. By looking at how the internet evolved, it was a small group of people initially, and then it branched out to another parallel small group. And there were these parallel groups basically getting together almost overnight, I'd say within a period of 2 years.
Hmm. So do you think what could one person do to start off?
That's a good question. I thought of it this way, possibly, Vinny. You know, the captain of the ship doesn't have to do anything. He just needs a really good crew, doesn't he?
Yeah, but a captain of the ship has to earn the crew's respect so they don't mutiny on him and cut his legs off.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I have that. But... But again, it's just being candid about it, because it's something called, like I said, there's inspiration, then idea, then thought, and then manifestation. I mean, I've gotten to the point now where I can create parking spots. I was in L.A. about 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles, California, and everyone says, you cannot find a parking spot here. And I just said, I'll just create one. And I just drove about 100 feet, and there was a parking spot. Perfect, right there. So...
Same thing happens to me all the time. I am the ultimate parking spot finder.
So, you know, a year ago I was listening to internet radio, and I'm like, we need a really good internet radio show blended with humor and sarcasm and just no agenda. And someone just said, hey, have you ever heard of Vinny Eastwood? I said, Vinny who? Clint Eastwood? He said, no, Vinny Eastwood. And I said, okay, I'll look him up.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how things go.
So it's there all along. I just didn't know. But in a sense, you see how things work.
Well, yeah, so, I think it's like random connections. Essentially, random's a great stoner word. You know, if anything happens that you just, you know, it's inextricable or whatever, you just go random. And I think that's how the truther community works to a large extent. It's just random. This person, that person, and blah, 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 blah. There's all these connections. And to the untrained eye, that's what it appears like. Something that's an inextricable coincidence. But it was actually meant to happen. And you didn't have a choice in the matter.
Kind of like the telepathic superhighway.
Yeah. Which is what weed is occasionally called.
Okay.
I'm joking.
All right, well, good. Thanks for the time, Vinny. Thanks for the time again, as always. Cheers to you, mate.
Thanks for calling in, Greg. You always got lots of interesting stuff to say. And develop that idea and see what you can come up with and see who you can recruit or whatever. Do you have like a email or a way of contacting you, some people that might be listening right now?
Not at this point. No, I'm not putting anything out there at this point. People have asked me for a couple of years now, why don't you start a website? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? I'd just rather sit back and be an observer. But I think you have a way of getting in touch. If you're overwhelmed, just go ahead and type it over. And that shouldn't be an invitation. But let's say within the next year or so, there might be some... public interest. So that's public spelled with a K, of course. So,
of course. In the MK Ultra sense of the word.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's see what develops. I believe that I'll be found if there are one, if it's meant to happen. And if it's not meant to happen, we make it happen.
Well, I say, make it happen, because whenever you have a good idea, I say ideas are free, so either somebody's going to steal it and make it their own, and then you can be like, yay, my idea got made and I didn't even have to put any effort into it, or nobody picks it up and you have to do it.
Yeah. Well, I see us all as being conduits, you know. I can't see taking claim or any credit for doing anything. But again, I think the process that I've been viewing is is inspiration, idea, thought, manifestation. And I've been following that little formula, and it's been working out really, really well. So if it works, hey, leave it alone and use it, yeah? But, yeah, keep you abreast. You know, sometimes these days progress can happen very, very quickly. And, let's see what happens. Again, thanks for the time, Vinny.
All right, man. You have a good day. And in either case, the good thing about talking about ideas is that you're actually putting them out there, because so many people have a lot of wonderful, incredible, very interesting ideas, but they don't actually talk about them with other people. They don't share them, and they just kind of want to wait until they're perfected or something. But there's a lot of collaborative potential when it comes to creation and inventions and alternative ways of thinking and doing things, that you basically really do sell yourself short if you are just doing it alone without other people to bounce off and work with and that kind of thing on a respectful type basis. So the difference between the truth movement and, say, for example, more traditional forms of employed media people is that there really isn't any hierarchy. So it's not what you can do and how long you're going to be there for any hours or any stuff like that. It's about how can you create something on your own without anybody's help needing to do it that winds up helping everybody else. All right, so that's how you feel valued and part of it. What part do I play on the team? Well, I can do this, and I have done this, and that. Not what you can do, but what you have done is very, very important to remember. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. You can join us in the chat room at TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, 218-339-8525. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnyEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-8255. 7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to the show that's about shining bright. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Shining out from the dark, Mordor-resembling, island-chained nation of New Zealand in the slave South Pacific, from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, where tyranny is law. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. Please call in. We'll talk about Christmas. I love Christmas because, well, basically, you can't escape from it to a large extent. Not if you're living in a populated area. If you are one person living alone in the bush, that has no pine trees anywhere near you, of any kind, no fir trees, nothing. It's as much as a macrocarpa. There could be no possibility of escaping Christmas. Okay? It's all over the TV, all over the radio, even as we speak, incidentally. And you are bombarded. Repetition is the form of what? Brainwashing. So I'm just having to think, I'm just thinking right now. What exactly is Christmas supposed to brainwash you into thinking? To brainwash you into thinking that you're spending time with your family and having the day off and giving them gifts and presents, lavishing them with love and affection and enjoying a nice festive meal together. Doesn't sound like such a bad thing, does it? So that's why I like Christmas. Because that's what I do. That's what most people do. You know, to heck with the deeper spiritual and occult meanings of it. If anything, it's just an excuse to get together and have a good time and treat each other nicely, which I think should be celebrated a lot more regularly than it currently is. You know, that Christmas spirit, that Christmas cheer. We were watching Die Hard 2. Cop was given the Bruce Willis a ticket on Christmas Eve and just smiles at him and goes, Merry Christmas. That kind of mentality. It's sort of around, is it not? But I don't see much of it. If for some reason I feel strangely plagued by it. Why is it that somebody would not choose to be happy and having fun on an incident such as Christmas, where often you can have what I like to enjoy, large quantities of alcohol. If anything you want to wind up getting yourself really into in the Christmas season, it'd be alcohol. And so I would be surprised if there weren't an increased number of drink driving incidents and alcohol-related death as a direct result of the worship of the God of Santa. Yeah, I think that's about right. It's a kind of dangerous revelry, isn't it? Especially with cops around. Nobody likes cops. It must be a tough job, really, in a lot of ways. The caller number is 218-339-8525 if you're out there breath testing the public tonight. Oh, you're having a bit too much Christmas cheer, are you, sonny? Well, let's see how cheerful you are and how full of pork and beans you might be in a jail cell for the next 6 weeks. Yeah. New Zealand police breath tested 34,000 people the other night. A massive police blitz of some Uber description. And you know how many young drivers are under 20s that they got? Like 10? It's a very, very massive inconvenience for so many people just sitting there being breath tested or whatever just to catch the 10 that were doing it. And I don't like the idea of checkpoints at all. At all. I think it violates your personal rights and liberties, frankly. You know, you shouldn't be treated like a criminal just because you're driving around. If you're not driving erratically, nobody should be even alerted to your presence. If you're not breaking any laws, if you're not endangering people, then you shouldn't be inconvenienced at all. Shouldn't even be so much as waved into the checkpoint. You know, checkpoints, it's like conditioning the public for servitude, to be treated like a slave. Show your ID, show your license. Papers, please. You don't want to show me your papers? You want to tell me your political views instead? About freedom? Freedom of speech? About Christmas cheer? Das ist verboten. Verboten. See, these kind of Nazi jackboot kind of thugs. Rain a day on your Christmas parade. Yes, indeedy. I think I've been talking to a few people who've been arrested up recently. The caller Leah earlier. As well as a friend of mine, Jeff Walker, who's a free man on the land down in Hamilton, who's involved with the Occupy movement up here in Auckland. Yeah, something happened to everybody. And I got no sympathy for cops when they arrest people in a large extent of the time, because when you do get arrested, you realize what the cops really are. They're just bullies. And they enjoy insulting you and roughing you up a little, making fun of you, that kind of thing. And this is what happens sometimes. You know, people need to wake up to that fact that respect is not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. Not only does the policeman have to respect you, but you've got to respect them as well. I mean, naturally, if you walked up to a policeman and said, hey, you're a scumbag, you're evil, you serve the New World Order, you're a jackbooted thug maggot, cop would, I think, be quite justified in just arresting you if it wasn't going to cause a public disturbance or deepen an incident. Like if there was a whole bunch of people that were supporting that person who was yelling it on the other hand, you'd think twice about barging in and arresting them because it might create an even bigger incident, and the idea is to keep the peace. You know, so if somebody's respectful and not doing anything nasty, then I think you should probably not even bother trying to talk to them. Or if you are going to talk to them, don't try and talk them into incriminating themselves. You know, the law should be applied where it's obviously needed. And at the moment, crime in every single sector, in virtually every single country, is going down. And yet more police state measures come in. That means, it's pretty obvious to anybody who does any research, that the reason why all these tyrannical BS laws are being passed to strip us of our rights, our sovereignty, and various other things in a very unsexy way are not because they want to keep us safe at all. It's because they want us to be slaves, and that's all. Slaves have no rights. Slaves are owned property. Slaves have no firearms. Completely disarmed and helpless, so that you can be managed in perpetuity. That's what I see when I see all these laws being passed. NDAA is National Defense Authorization Act, one of the scariest bits of legislation that I've ever heard of, almost as scary as the Search and Surveillance Bill, which New Zealanders think about passing. But, you know, I think it's even a quantum leap further. Because don't they specifically say that now we can disappear your ass? That's right, boy. You speak bad against the government. Oh, wait, I've got to pronounce that in the right accent terminology. You speak bad about the government, and I tells you what, you's going to be thrown into a deep, dark hole where no Al-Qaeda-loving, bearded terrorist will be able to save you. Okay? Because I'm Obama. I got it locked down. In the hizzle to the shizzle, my nizzle. Oh, yeah. I'm keeping it based. Keeping it based. And then tries to parade around like he's going to veto it. Don't throw me in the briar patch. Don't throw me in the briar patch, please. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I just, if you throw me in the briar patch, it'd just be so awful. No, I'm gonna veto it. I'm gonna veto it just for all you people out there. You know, I know you don't want to be disappeared like there's no epic tomorrow and having been found down in the deep dark hole. Oh no, Lord, oh no. Come on. Be freaking reasonable here. If these cowardly filth, to put it bluntly, wish to engage in scumbaggery of this magnitude, then we should not let them. Okay, this is the measure of your government and why they have no limits to their scumbaggery. Because they don't care, all right? They're beyond feeling guilt or compassion or remorse. Understand who you're freaking dealing with. Otherwise, how can you fight them? The most dangerous, psychopathic, criminal cult of all time. In a very real sense. is slowly drawing their plans up. Well, they've actually drawn the plans up already. Slowly tightening the noose so that it'll be inescapable. It depends how much time you got in the day, really. How much you can devote to this. Whether or not resting properly on the couch or what have you is more important than effecting change that means that you might actually survive along with 95% of the world's 95% of the other world's population, which are marked for death. And, you know, people call me a fearmonger. This isn't fearmongering. This is simply reporting the facts. You know, I don't have any journalistic credibility or anything. Far from it. But this is all admitted. Documents that are public. Massive think tanks. And as we were talking about before, all these think tanks are the ones that basically come up with the ideas for the policy. And they're all private, corporate, all paid consultancy fees, and all of this stuff. There's a lot of money bankrolling it. And who do you think is bankrolling it that wants the results that they come up with, the solutions that they come up with for everybody? Should be pretty obvious. Who profits from tyranny? The answer is quite simple. The tyrants. You know why? Because they steal everything from everybody else. They're all criminals. Mad with power. Have absolutely no concern anymore for the human condition, any more than a human would have concern for the life of a cockroach or an ant that they just stepped on. That's how much your government and your corporations that sell you all this crappy stuff at Christmas care about you. They sell you stuff that's poisonous, don't they? Almost all of it. Have a look at Coca-Cola. Again, the creators of Father Effing Christmas. I love that. And what's he doing? What's he doing, everybody? He's a magical man. He's magical as. He can be everywhere at every time. He's like Big Brother. That's what Father Christmas is. Father Christmas's Big Brother is sitting in your freaking room every day saying, get up, start exercising, start doing your freaking star jumps, or I will not come and freaking give you a wonderful bike that you've been waiting for this entire Christmas. I will bring you a lump of coal that has a vaccine nougat.
You are listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
You're right back after the break. Final segment coming up. 218-339-8525.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
A show that's all about one world government exterminating everybody and setting up a dictatorial class of world bankers that are all over it forever and ever. See, look, some people don't know the humor of this show, and I'm sorry. Look, everybody's got some kind of tick or some kind of problem or some kind of vendetta or agenda or something of that nature. Everybody. Okay? It doesn't matter who anybody invites on anybody's show, there's going to be somebody who doesn't like it and might even say something about it. I make sure that the show has random people. People that you've probably never heard of. And also, some of those people that you've been surprised that people had heard of them. And there's a reason for that. You don't really have to show favoritism.
or anything like that. Because there's this background patriot sort of war going on between people on either sides of the things, and there's a lot of justification and good reasons, because there's bad people in the truth movement just as there's good people. Some people are manipulative and really nasty, accusatory. Some people are kind of delusional. There's all sorts of pick and mix. Just like you'd look at any other group of people who are devoted to any kind of cause. It doesn't matter whether it's religious, political, or military or whatever. You've got, on the whole, mainly decent people who are signing up to do the right thing. And then you have this very small percentage of people who are just basically, you know, the 4% of psychos, to put it bluntly. And in the truth movement, people always throw accusations against each other, like, he's a disinformation agent, or he's a COINTELPRO, that sort of thing. And in a lot of cases, it's true. You know, so that information has to get out there. I'm kind of wondering about it from a propagandistic perspective, though, if you're going to try and convince the public to support the truth and movement in general, maybe you should take some kind of propaganda type actions to maybe even censoring out criticism of other truthers who are discrediting the entire movement by exposing people within it, sort of thing. Because those are the issues that you can resolve after you've gotten rid of the people who are in fact planning to exterminate you. I think about it like that, and priority. What's the priority of life on Earth? To keep living, you know, maybe reproduce and pass on another generation so that they can grow up and experience life in your stead. And that's about it. And if you're going to criticize other people in the truth movement, you better have a damn good reason for it. Or, basically, I feel that it's really damaging to do it, you know, at all, because it takes away credibility from anybody else. You know, a lot of people get switched off the truth movement and what have you because they have bad experiences with other truthers, just as people get switched off from any club or society or anything like that that they might belong to, because they just don't like some of the other people in there, don't like some of their ideas, or don't like some of the things that they do to them. That sort of thing is fully understandable. I've got deep concerns about a lot of the people in the truth movement that they never get a break. You know, they never get a break. It's such intense pressure all the time by the enemy that they don't have time to squabble with other people in their fields. You know? They're just really into their research. They do it hard, and they try and get the truth out to people. And they experience, in most cases, I'd say with people who start talking about the truth online or on TV or on radio or anything, you do get backlash from people who aren't, very bright, to tell you the truth, in a lot of ways, accusing you of things at random, etc. That's why it's really hard to be a patriot who stands up and says something, because you have to cope with all of that stuff, and you have to be prepared to do it. And if you're not prepared to do it, well, what does that say about your strength of character? If you're not prepared to stand up and say the truth and pay the consequences of being truthful, being honest. I think it's almost a duty to be pathologically honest in most cases, because, hey, you really can't get hamstrung by somebody who doesn't have any secrets. No? Of course, there's no such thing as somebody who doesn't have any secrets. Of course. But some secret that's actually going to affect you. Like, for example, I slept with your girlfriend. That kind of secret, you know. I think in a lot of cases, honesty is the best policy. particularly among friends, family, colleagues, anybody you actually really have a proper relationship with, you know, it helps keep the relationship solid to know that you can at least trust what the other person is saying is the truth and not something that they've manufactured, fabricated. It's very valuable. You know, value those people that tell you the truth. That's why you got to take advice from so many people. I get advice all the time from all sorts of people about all sorts of things. And it's hard to keep up with how much I have to learn. With how much everybody else knows more than me. Okay, it's not something that should make you feel, like with a lack of confidence. Something you should feel happy about, I think. That at least there's other people out there who know something that you don't know. So you can actually learn something. Instead of just going off, like always, saying what you think and only looking for evidence that support your thoughts in the first place. That's just a waste of time. Like the other day, I was thinking to myself, I wanted to get another chunk of information, something else that would blow my mind today. And I stumbled across David Wilcock. This guy's been receiving death threats, allegedly. He was on the Kerry Cassidy's show, Project Camelot, the archives here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. You can go to the archives site and listen to that. His information about 2012 and the source field and so many other incredible subjects to do with the pineal gland and wormholes and so a lot of stuff, a lot of very deeply interesting, absorbing, incredible stuff. And the streams at American Freedom Radio actually collapsed because there were so many people trying to get on to the American Freedom Radio streams to listen to this broadcast live. So, yeah, you can sort of get an idea from that why you should go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, why you should go to Project Camelot's archive section, and why you should listen to that interview with David Wilcock. It's been running repeats here on the network. I heard one of them yesterday, and it's the mind reels, staggering. And I kind of wanted to express to David my support for his efforts, trying to get the very interesting information out, and also to Kerry Cassidy for her support of him as well, because I think that's what Christmas is about, isn't it? Supporting other people. Treating it like a family situation, because we are kind of a family here at American Freedom Radio. We give each other props and mention each other on our shows and that kind of thing. It's a nice cycle of gifts. It's like Christmas every day at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we don't have anybody running around in a woolly suit. Although I'm sure we probably have somebody on staff that has a massive beard of some description. It'd probably be me. Yeah. Yeah, that's me. I'm the Daddy Christmas of American Freedom Radio because I got a beard. Yeah, that's what it's about. Manliness. And also I'll get my hands on a plaid shirt and an axe and I'll go out and I'll cut myself down a Christmas tree on some Canadian hill in Ontario. That's right. Lumberjack style. Lumberjack Christmas. I lug that tree over my shoulder, bring it all the way back here to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here on American Freedom Radio. All day, every day, lumberjacking in the wilderness, bringing you the choicest cuts of news, information, and, of course, scumbaggery. And thank you very much for everybody who called in today to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The show that's all about being kidnapped by police and not having any trial or any due process or any rights or any liberties because you're a slave. and you didn't do anything to stop it. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. You can check out the archives at guerrillamedia.co.nz, and also we upload them to youtube.com/Mr News Guerrilla Media. That's Guerrilla with one R. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Always Google Vinnie Eastwood if you can. And we really need some subscribers as well, somebody to donate regularly so that I can keep facilitating all this stuff here. Thank you very much. We'll see you again sometime.